Hey there, welcome back to another episode in the Blissful Biz podcast. My name is Susanne Reicher and I'm your host. Today I want to have a little bit of a conversation with you, so it's not a really how to do this episode. I want to talk about what my work week looks like in Mallorca, how I'm adapting to island life, and how I really find the balance here between work and living my best life here in the Mediterranean. So stay tuned. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. It's been, oh my God, already 4 months nearly since I moved to Mallorca. I arrived in the middle of January, very spontaneously, just going with the flow. I drove here from Portugal with my camper van and my small dog. And so I took the car ferry. I rented a beautiful Airbnb in Valldemossa, which is an enchanted little mountain town here. It's gorgeous, right? And yes, so I think Valldemossa is still one of my favorite places in the world. So I arrived there in January. It was empty, not really touristy season, also lots of rain. So I was totally in love with that place. And it was also nice after living in my van for a few months to again have like a place with good internet, you know, where you can work, because I tend to forget that so easily, how much time it actually takes, like when you're traveling, just like to figure out where to go next. And even the small things in a camper van, like getting water or, getting rid of your waste, all that stuff, it always takes time. And of course, traveling, like driving to your next destination. So it was nice to be in one spot for a while. I stayed there for 6 weeks. I did lots of hikes. I did a bit of exploring and I really dove into work as well. And then I was like, okay, I can see this become my forever home, right? So because I was looking for a place where I want to move. I might be a digital nomad, but I actually feel more like I'm a digital settler. I'm ready to settle down. I really am. I love traveling. I always will love traveling and exploring and visiting new places. But I also really love building a home and having my nest and my place. And so I was really searching for that. And I think I found it. I think I found my place here in Mallorca. So I looked for an apartment to rent. I knew I wanted to stay a little bit closer to the mountains than to the sea. So I ended up finding like the perfect spot, the perfect apartment in Pollença in the north of Mallorca. And if you don't know Mallorca, it's a beautiful little island in Spain in the Mediterranean. It's gorgeous. And it has a very international community. It's very touristy, right? It's very well known. I think we have direct flights now from New York City directly to Palma, Mallorca. So if you've never been, you can come visit us, right? So I'm not really sure what it's going to be like in July and August when it's like really full season. But the last months have been just beautiful. The weather is now amazing. Even the winter months, I really enjoyed. It's pretty cold. I even had snow like one weekend in Valldemossa, but then the sun is coming out, even in the winter, right? And suddenly it's like, boom, this is so nice. Much nicer than winter in Hamburg in Germany, I promise you. So Mallorca is renowned for its beaches, Spanish culture, laid-back atmosphere. It's a holiday island. So it's a place where work can sometimes feel like it's in competition with that, right? A little bit like Bali. I had that struggle there too, where it always felt, when I was working a lot, I felt bad that I didn't really get the most out of being on that beautiful magical island. And when I was working, not working a lot, when I was more like going out and socializing and hanging out at the beach, I felt bad that I didn't really grow my business fast enough, that other people were so much further ahead. You probably know that feeling, right? So that balance, it's tricky. It's really tricky to reach. I'm getting a little bit better with that, you know, like after 5 years doing that in Bali and then in my camper van. And it's very important for me, for my life, to have that balance and not to get sucked into only work mode. I've been working in digital advertising for a long time, and which was a very stressful environment. When you work in an advertising agency, there are always deadlines. There's always a pitch. There's always like, when has that website to go live? And it's always like super, super important. You always work long hours, and weekends. And I didn't start my business to replicate that, obviously. I very intentionally actually chose that name, Blissful Biz. I didn't really choose it intentionally. It came to me, kind of. But there's definitely my purpose behind that name. So like all my products are, like my signature program is called the Blissful Biz Incubator. And that's intentional because I want you to have a business that brings you bliss, that brings you joy, that works with your lifestyle, no matter if you have two children at home or you still have a full-time job and you do this as a side hustle, building up your online business. It has to be joyful. That's why we do that, right? So that's why we become entrepreneurs. But also, of course, I'm ambitious, right? I'm also like a little bit of a workaholic. I tend to work a lot. So it's always that, like, and then I have phases where I'm like, yeah, no, I just want to read and leave me alone. So it's a little bit, you know, both, but I'm ambitious and I have a very strong vision for my business, where I want to go. And so for this year, I actually have really big plans. And I wanted to launch a bunch of new content and a bunch of new offers. And so I was like, okay, let's sit down and get it done and then set up my funnels. And then I can enjoy the summer and just like, you know, like travel and work a lot less. So that's been my plan. So now that I'm in a place, right, like Mallorca, I was just very much focused on moving my business forward and getting those things done. So I launched a bunch of things this year. Oh my God, I've done so many masterclasses and events. And now just last week, the Elevate Bootcamp. And before that, I launched the Blissful Biz Launchpad and the Sales Accelerator. So there's been a lot going on. And of course that takes time, right? So yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's been a little bit, you know, like challenging to get everything done. And I always tend to forget, like, also like the same as with like living in a camper van, the same with moving to a new place, that actually doesn't mean that, oh yeah, I'm in a place now and I have really a lot of time to just focus on my work. But you also need to make time to socialize, to learn a new language, to explore that place, to meet people, to go shopping for your apartment, all those things. I'm happy to say it actually, like, everything flowed the last month. Everything flowed. I'm not killing myself with work, but I've been working more than I did the end of like last year. Right. I've been working a lot more than last year, but it's fine. So here's what a normal day for me looks like right now. So I'm a little bit later, right? So I'm adapting to the Spanish lifestyle, which is normally you go to bed very late. And maybe, I don't know, the Spanish people, if they also sleep longer or they just sleep less. Sometimes it feels like that. But I've been going to bed a little bit later, more like 11 p.m. and getting up around 7 p.m. And then normally I meditate, shower, and I started just like doing like my Spanish lessons. I'm using the Bubble app first thing in the morning because otherwise I always put it off and then I forget it. So I really realized I have to stay consistent with that because otherwise it's just like I forget what I've learned immediately. So I just try to do like 15 minutes a day, right? So of Spanish. And, you know, slowly, slowly, baby step by baby step, I learn a little bit more. I understand a little bit more. Then I also have coffee, of course, check the news. And then I walk my dog, Luna. So in the mornings, normally she doesn't really like to go for a long walk. I would actually like to do a longer walk in the morning, especially now when it's getting hotter in the day. So for our lunch walk, I don't really want to be outside so long. And normally for our lunch walk now, I just go into the old town where there's more shadow from the houses, right? So I don't really want to walk like you don't want to walk in the middle of the day in the sun, on a Mediterranean island. It's way too hot. Also for Luna, of course. But yeah, still morning, short walk. Having breakfast then, and then I have a work session, normally 3 hours. So I get 3 hours in the morning. I have a little bit of a theme. So for example, on Mondays, I do like content and podcasting. And then on other days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes I have client meetings, I have calls in the morning, or I'm working on new content, on new trainings, things like that. And on Friday, I normally do more admin stuff like my bookkeeping or organizing files, like all those stuff that also that you need to do when you have a business. And I always try to do the most important task of the day in the morning, first thing. And then, so that's out of the way, right? So I always identify, like each day, I look at my to-do list, like, okay, I check my calendar. Okay, is it actually possible? Do I have to things move around? And then I look at, okay, so now what can I do first? What's like the most important thing? What do I want to finish first? And I also have like a time in my mind, right? So you need to give yourself, your brain, in a way, a deadline, because otherwise it's just going to take forever. So when it's just like, okay, I'm going to have like 1 hour to record that podcast episode. So that's my plan for this morning. And then I'm actually have to go to the bank and try to open a bank account. And then I'm going to do things like my Instagram content and post for the week ahead. So that's my plan for today, right? Just an example. Then, yeah, I have a lunch break. Sometimes I like to have lunch on the Plaza Mayor here. Sometimes I make something small at home. So that's it. And then in the afternoon, I work like another 2-3 hours, do another walk with Luna. And so I always get like my 10,000 steps in a minimum. That's when you have like a little terrier dog. And then, you know, just like, chat with friends, make dinners, watch a movie or read. And sometimes, the last weeks, I also worked a little bit more in the evening, more CEO stuff, like doing research, or I worked on new trainings. So I didn't really have a lot of time for Netflix or things like that the last weeks, but that's fine. That's fine. And of course, I also make time to meet friends. Like, you know, when I meet someone, I have some new acquaintances, I make time for them. So let's meet for a wine on the plaza. I had friends visiting me. So we went out for dinner or did some excursions. Sometimes the weather is so nice in the afternoon. I just like, you know, I do a little sunbathing on my roof terrace. So I always allow some flexibility in my day. And I think for me, that's really important, right? I don't want to be stuck to a 9-to-5. That's not why I became an entrepreneur. That's not why I started my own business, to have to be in an office from 9 to 6 or something. I want to have some flexibility here. I want to have enough time to spend with my dog. Sometimes, of course, we also take like breaks to play a little bit or to cuddle. Sometimes I take breaks just to read or read a magazine or read a good book because I am just feeling low on energy. And sometimes I work on the weekends because it's like, you know, either I haven't really done everything that I wanted to get done that week because I took like an afternoon off, or there have been other things like things I had to do. Sometimes I took like a morning off to go to yoga or get a massage. And then I work on the weekend sometimes just because it's a rainy day. So I like to have that flexibility. And, in the past, I've also tracked my hours. I'm not doing that anymore right now, but that really helped me find that flexibility, that balance, to not feel bad when I'm taking an afternoon off, or not feel bad when I'm working on a Sunday. I track my time. And then my goal was to work 30 hours per week, right? So I think now it's probably even less, but it doesn't matter for me when I'm working it, right? So that can actually be really helpful. So I used an app for that, that connected with Asana, the project management tool that I'm using to track all my to-dos and plan everything on my projects. I love it. And there are tools that integrate with Asana. So you just click a button when you start a task, and then you click it again when you are finished. It's a life changer. It's really, you wouldn't believe how difficult it can be to be disciplined about that, right? And it really taught me so much about mindfulness, about being mindful and present with what I do. And that's so important. It's so easy, especially in today's world, to get distracted, to not focus on the task, but then, okay, you start scrolling on your Instagram, or you think, I really need to clean those windows, or you know, like stupid things like that, they distract us. It's very much, it shows up, those things, those distraction. Sometimes it's mindset blocks, right? So it's just like that. We're not really ready. We start procrastinating. We are afraid of something. And that presence, that having that task, it's in your calendar. You have your set like 90 minutes to finish that. It's so helpful. And you just have to do it, right? It really helps me to find that balance. Because of course, right? So I'm living on a Mediterranean island. I want to embrace that lifestyle. I want to really have time enough also to sit at a nice cafe at the beach, having a nice cafe con leche, go to the beach in the mornings. That's my dream for the summer months, to go to the beach early mornings, like at 8 a.m., go for a swim, hopefully going to get Luna to join me. She's not really there for that yet. And then go back and work and have a siesta and stay home, and then only really head out again in the evening. That's like the Spanish lifestyle. And I want to embrace that, right? It's going to probably take me a while. And, you know, I think what's important to remember is that there are always phases, right? So sometimes we have a phase we're working more, where it's like, okay, let's move forward. Let's do this. We have those goals, that vision. And then there's a phase where we're going to maintain. When you're growing a business, you don't have to grow it all the time. Not every year you have to double your revenue or sometimes. You can have maintenance phases. We're just happy with where you are. We're just grateful for where you are. That's so important, and it's so easy to forget, especially when you're like surrounding yourself with like, you know, social media, and you see like everybody else seems to be so far ahead of you, and they're doing all those things, and you think, oh, you have to do that too. I have to do that too. I have to do that too. Slow down. I did that last year. I really slowed down, and it was the best year ever, right? So I didn't really double my revenue. I still grew it, but I worked a lot less. So And I've been traveling for 6 months in a camper van last year. And I had a lot of stress at home. I think I talked about that before my mother died, which was, of course, not really an easy time. And so that year was more about maintenance, just like staying where I was with my business. And this year was about, like, you know, getting things rolling, getting things moving, taking action, doing all the things, you know. And sometimes, of course, I'm like, I want everything now, right? So just like moving here, I want everything now. I want my apartment to look just right now and get all the things in here. And when I started traveling, I was like, I want to move to Portugal. I was like, okay, I have to find the perfect place right now. And suddenly, nothing flowed, right? So nothing was working. So I talked about that before in my episode, like about moving to Mallorca, like nothing was flowing. And I really had to accept that. I just have to trust in the universe and let go and just like be in the presence, be in the moment. And here in Mallorca, I don't know what it is, but it's flowing. It's flowing. I'm meeting people. I'm loving the island, like the apartment or decorating. It's easy, everything. There are no hard decisions here right now. It's just like flowing. And it feels also like that energy between work and living my best life here, it's flowing, right? So I wouldn't mind when it's becoming, when, you know, like when I have a little bit less to do. And I know that's coming next month already. Because I did all that hard work, but I've never really worked long nights or never really up to a point where I was completely exhausted or super tired, right? So I don't want my work life or work week to be like that I'm only living for the weekends or for the holidays. That's not what I want anymore. I've done that. You like, when you've ever been working in corporate, you know that. You've done that. I don't want that anymore. And I don't really get that on other entrepreneurs who live like that, who just like, okay, every day I start at 9 a.m. and I work until 6 p.m. and I don't work on weekends. And that's so strict. I feel like that's a little bit outdated. But, you know, at the same time, when it works for you, that's great. You have to find what works for you. And for me, it's more about like the overall hours that I invest, and I'm very mindful of what I put on my plate, right? So what am I actually able to get done? So that's like boundaries between work and personal life. You have to set your boundaries. So yeah, of course it helps when you have a really strong vision, when there's a beach just like 10 minutes drive away. Yeah, of course it would be nice to hang out more at the beach. But I want to get things done. I have a very strong vision. I want to make a bigger impact. And that's helpful, obviously. And when I'm not there, when I'm going to, like, of course, I also have, you know, moments where I'm like, yeah, I'm just a little bit tired. And then I take a break. Then I take a weekend break, or maybe like 3 days or more even. And just like do like the minimum, right? So I still have probably some calls and things to do, to write some emails, but otherwise I'm just going to move everything around in my schedule and enjoy life and just like recharge. And, it can be tempting to blur the lines between work and play, right? So, I don't know actually if I should have stronger boundaries here. I might work on that. I might work on that, actually. Maybe I'm going to get stricter about not working in the evenings or on the weekends in the future. Right? But I think, you know, in the end, it's the most important part here is to have that awareness for where you are, how you feel. How does it feel in your body? When you think about work, how do you feel like at the end of the workday? How easy can you like relax, let it go, not think about it? Can you still do that? Do you have to check your emails every 10 minutes or not? I don't, right? I think what's also helpful, of course, is having a dog, right? And when I'm walking with Luna, I'm never on my phone. I'm not listening to podcasts or talking to someone. I'm really in the moment with her. And that's important for our relationship, so that we have that time together, because dogs can feel that, right? But it's, of course, also important for me and for my mindset and for my mental health to have that moment in nature, being present, enjoying the moment, enjoying this beautiful island. So I do that for probably 3 hours a day. And that, of course, recharges me as well. And lastly, let's not forget the importance of self-care and rejuvenation, right? So there's a lot of things you can do here in Mallorca to unwind and recharge. I have a really great massage therapist here. I'm so lucky I found her. You can practice yoga on the beach. You can do a million things. So I don't really have so much time for that in the week, but I'm also like working, right? So I try to schedule something on the weekend, either a yoga class or a massage or a longer hike with Luna, like exploring a part of the island, a place where we haven't been yet, or, you know, like meeting up with like some new friends, things like that. I also plan for the weekends. And, I really just love it. I think, you know, achieving that work-life balance, it's a continuous journey, no matter where you are, no matter where you are. And when circumstances change, like, you know, like maybe you have a baby, or you you moved houses, or you started a new job, and you have to adapt, you have to give yourself some grace and some flexibility to move things around, maybe reschedule some bigger projects, and don't try to do everything at once, right? It's about finding harmony. It's about finding harmony and bliss and creating a lifestyle that fulfills both your professional and personal aspirations. So I hope that was interesting, a little bit of an insight here into my life on Mallorca. Get in touch when you have any questions or want to talk about your business goals. I would love to hear from you. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm Susanna Reicher there, one word, or send me an email, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereicher.com right now. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereicher.com/bootcamp. That's susannereicher.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community.
It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.